Welcome to God and Country Radio, a program that discusses current political, social, prophetic events in the light of Scripture. I'm your Bible teacher, Pastor Brad Winship, pastor of Harbor Bible Church in Lawrence Harbor, New Jersey. This weekend is Mother's Day. And like there's an attack on every other Christian value in Western society, there is an attack from the left against motherhood. You know the story here. Marxist, humanist, feminist groups have been attacking the family and motherhood for the last 70 years. The BLM organization stated on its website, in its We Believe page, that its purpose is to dissolve the nuclear family. Quote, "We disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement by supporting each other as extended families and villages that collectively care for one another, especially our children." They wanted to replace the family with some sort of it takes a village or socialist system. Well, of course, this is what they believe because the founders of BLM are lesbians, and they openly state that they're training Marxists. There is a unity in leftist ideology and policy, and intersectionality, as they call it, where the same people who are for abortion are also for LGBTQ, and for gay marriage, and for socialism, and for racial divisions, and for replacing the mother-father family with either the state or some other group situation. Why does it all come in one package? Because when people replace God's law with human autonomy, every Christian value collapses, and you get paganism on steroids. In the words of Dois Tversky, without God, anything is permissible. Back in September, before the election, the BLM organization removed their We Believe page because their statements against the family and for Marxism and homosexuality were discrediting them among the older generation of African Americans. So they covered up what they believe. And this is what unprincipled, ungodly people usually do. They lie and cover up their anti-Christian views until they're empowered, until they're popular. But providentially, BLM exposed their ideology. But imagine if they never posted what they really believe. Those Christians who know what's really going on would still know that they were homosexuals, that they were Marxists, but the naive evangelicals would be saying, don't be so judgmental. They're just still good people. It's not that bad. They just want to stop racial prejudice. And those of us who would be saying, don't you realize that there's a hidden agenda, an agenda to overturn Christian values, would seem like nutty conspiracy theorists. Well, the Bible has a lot to say about the naive being taken in by the lies of the evil. Romans 16:18, by their smooth and flattering speech, they deceive the hearts of the unsuspecting. Now you ask, why are some Christians more informed on these matters? They know what's really going on. Well, it mostly has to do with their biblical knowledge of the doctrine of sin and human depravity, their understanding of what the Bible says about the nature and the proclivities of the unsaved, and their understanding of the ideology of Satan and the battle he's waging against God. That's mostly the reason why some Christians are in the know. Well, thankfully, God caused the BLM organization to expose what they truly believe, so those naive people who are teachable would be informed. Now, in regard to this subject of Mother's Day and motherhood, there's the same hidden attack on motherhood. And it's far greater than you and I could ever imagine in universities, in politics, in entertainment. In this current generation, there is a despising of the role of motherhood and the bearing of children. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 3 is real. In the last days, there will be those who are unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips without self-control, brutal haters of the good. Get your head out of the sand. These people truly hate all that is good in work, in family, in country, and in the worship of God. They want to deconstruct, or rather tear down, Western Christian values. Have you looked into California's new ethnic studies curriculum now being required in every California high school? Janie Shaney at World Magazine had a good piece on this. The goal is to overturn Anglo-European concepts like the rule of law, parliamentary government, and individualism. European culture is depicted as oppressive. And this is all code for Christian culture. Now, these leftists who put this curriculum together never want to admit that they're seeking to overturn Christian culture. So they hide their intent by calling it European culture, or whiteness, or colonialism, as if they just want to correct the sins of the past. No, they want to overturn all Christian morality, Christian individual rights and freedom, but they're using the sins of the past, the sins of the unsaved Europeans, like the sins of slavery, as a wedge to discredit all Christian values. It's an ingenious plot hatched in hell. Now, one of the creators of this California curriculum has stated that Americans were guilty of theocide for replacing indigenous pagan religions with Christianity. And he wants us to return to the ways and the values of paganism. And in this California curriculum, they have the students chanting to Aztec deities so that, quote, students can become more realized human beings. Do you know that in protests at universities, students are chanting, hey ho, Western culture has to go? What they mean by Western culture is that 2,000 years of Christianity and its application should be canceled. We're truly in the apostasy prophesied in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. To quote Alexander Solzhenitsyn, today's world has reached a state which, if it had been described to preceding centuries, would have called forth the cry, this is the apocalypse. Yet we have grown so used to this kind of a world, we even feel at home in it. Well, back to a few more quick examples about the mainstream attack on motherhood. The CBS program 60 Minutes did a report critical of a movement in Hungary to encourage families and motherhood. After living under communism for the last century, there's been a big movement in Hungary to return to Christian values. And so the state is encouraging families to have children. There are slogans like procreation, not immigration, or the best resource a nation can have is her children. Now, the left is calling this backward, nationalistic, prejudice. And this is exactly how it was depicted on the 60 Minutes report, that Hungary was being bigoted for wanting the right kind of families, not LGBTQ families, and being bigoted for supporting nationalism, not globalism. The television series on Hulu called The Handmaid's Tales is now going into its fourth season. It's all about a fictional story, a make-believe world where Christian fundamentalists take over America. They turn it into the land called Gilead, and they enslave women by making them bear children. Margaret Atwood, who wrote the original novel back in 1985, wrote it to refute the teachings of Dr. James Dobson and focus on the family. In Atwood's worldview, in the worldview of feminism, childbearing, motherhood, and the family is oppression. And in this Handmaid Tales series, feminists depict all the evil things they believe Christian family values produce. That the world would be a dystopian nightmare with Christian values, and the world would be a utopia if we had pagan, secular, humanistic values? It's a lie of the devil to try to scare people away from God. It's his old lie that God is an oppressor. The point I have been working to drive home over the last few programs is that the rise of all of these particular leftist views and policies are rooted in just one thing. Genesis chapter 3, verse 4. The serpent said to the woman, "You surely will not die, for God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." The moral revolution, the apostasy in our day, is following the original claim of Satan to declare independence from God and to justify it by claiming that God is an oppressor. The rebellion has to be justified in some way. God has to be discredited. And the argument is that God is an oppressor. That's why everything today is about oppression, victimization, power, racism, even motherhood and family are depicted in those terms. Every leftist movement is operating under the same theme, from feminism to anti-motherhood to transgenderism to homosexuality to socialism to open borders. Any value or ways of living that God teaches in the Bible are being called oppression. Again, it's the same old agenda, the lie of Satan. And this generation, in its rebellion to God, is growing increasingly in league with Satan. Now, today I'm just discussing one application of this common war or argument against God. In feminism, in anti-family, in anti-motherhood, the claim is that this role or calling from God to be a wife, a mother, a bearer of children, is a social construct made up for the purpose of oppressing people. If there is a God, he certainly didn't come up with this plan. And again, the same lie that you're oppressed, Satan uses in every issue in our day. You're being oppressed by God's roles, his laws, his calling on your life, his choice of your gender. Satan really only has one tool in his toolbox to get people to join him in his rebellion. The argument of oppression. Call it unfairness, inequality, injustice, call it racism, call it hatred of the human race, call it homophobia, transphobia, male patriarchy. It's all the same thing. In order for Satan to get humanity to follow and worship him, Satan has to get people to believe that the good gifts of God are oppressive. He has to make them unthankful. Rather than rejoicing in all the gifts and the callings of God, Satan wants people to be grumblers, fault finders, following after their own lusts, just like him. And given mankind's fallen human nature, our disposition is to favor this lie. That's why it takes a miracle of God to break the lie. And the truth is that Satan is the actual oppressor. As Jesus said, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Satan's claim is always the polar opposite of the truth. And the truth is that God's ways are for our good and for his glory. We'll never be more happy or more fulfilled than when we live according to God's boundaries. Now, in addition to tempting Eve to rebel against God's established order, we also see in Scripture a satanic hatred toward motherhood particularly. So, it's no surprise that those who are in league with Satan today also hate motherhood. If God tells mankind to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth, as he said to Adam and Eve in Genesis 1:28, then to Noah and his family in Genesis chapter 9, verse 1, you can be sure that the doctrines of demons sent out into this world will be, don't have children. It's a burden. It's a stress on the environment. If you're socially conscientious and you want to be free and happy, don't be fruitful and multiply. And we can be sure if the Apostle Paul wrote in the New Testament, 1 Timothy 5:14, therefore, I want younger women to get married, bear children, and keep house, that the pagan secularists would criticize that and say the opposite. I would that women take the role of men, work outside the home, and pay little or no attention to bearing and raising children. Remember, Satan always puts forth the polar opposite. Satan's animosity toward motherhood is probably because Satan hates those hairless bipeds that are made in the image of God. Yes, he wants to take them all to hell because misery enjoys company, but some might slip through his hands and glorify God for all eternity in heaven. And besides, it's not as if those in hell will be worshiping Satan. So Satan would probably rather have none in hell if there were also none for heaven. He would rather kill all of mankind if only God would let him. We see this animosity toward procreation in Genesis 3:15, where God pronounces a curse on Satan, that there would be enmity between the woman and Satan and between the woman's child and Satan. Genesis 3:15, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel. Now, God didn't cause the enmity, but the woman's God-given role in childbearing would result in Satan being particularly hateful toward the woman and her descendant. The Hebrew word seed is this word descendant, and it can be either singular or plural, descendant or descendants, depending on the context. In Galatians 3:16, the Apostle Paul makes the point that the promise to Abraham was to his seed, singular, not seeds, plural. Galatians 3:16. Now the promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. God does not say "and to seeds" as referring to many, but rather to one and to your seed, that is Christ. So it's one particular descendant of the woman who Satan would hate and try to destroy, and that would be the Lord Jesus Christ. Through procreation, God would become incarnate and save the human race. And the seed of the woman will crush the head of the serpent, Satan. Satan's demise will come through the woman's calling to motherhood. And this is what's probably meant in 1 Timothy 2:15. But the woman will be preserved or saved through the bearing of children if they continue in faith and love and sanctity with self-restraint. Childbearing is redemptive, in that through childbearing, Christ came into the world, and whenever we follow God's calling on our life, it becomes redemptive, specifically in this area of motherhood. It has a part in drawing us closer to God. Now, in Revelation 12, we read an allegorical story that again describes this animosity of Satan toward the woman, toward motherhood. There's a great sign in heaven. There's a woman in labor. A red dragon stands over the child, wanting to devour this child as soon as he's born. But the dragon is unsuccessful. This dragon is thrown down to the earth and goes off to make war with the rest of her children. The story contains multiple applications. When Mary gave birth to Jesus, Satan attempted to kill the child through King Herod. Clear example of Satan's attack on motherhood and children. The woman also represents the church, the people of God, who, in a sense, brought forth Jesus. Satan going after the rest of the offspring is Satan going after Christ's brothers and sisters, the Christians. But generally, in Revelation chapter 12, we see Satan's hatred toward the entire human race and toward procreation. The angelic race, both good angels and fallen angels, cannot reproduce. So mankind has been given a very, very special gift from God in our ability to create more souls, right out of our own bodies. And Satan must hate this. He hated when Adam and Eve were created, and now they keep on procreating, bearing more image bearers of God. In theology, we call giving birth procreation because it's a continuation of the creation miracle described in Genesis chapter 1. What a privilege we have to create family, to create souls, to create other people who can live with God forever. This gift should be considered a high privilege and calling. But Satan and his doctrines of demons has convinced this generation that this is not a privilege. This is not a blessing to seek after, but this is a burden. It's really no coincidence that communist countries and secular Western countries want women in the workforce like most men, promote abortion, discourage reproduction and population growth. All these countries have birth rates below replacement levels because Satan and his followers push the culture of death, and foolish people believe it and follow it. Let's remember that the greatest calling and blessing for women is not to work in some office shuffling papers or creating ad campaigns or financial statements, things that no one is going to care about in just a few months, things that are just a big waste of time. The real work is in bearing and raising children. California even has a new feminist law that requires corporations to have on their board a certain amount of women. They want to force by law women doing the same thing as men do. And secular humanists have convinced this generation of young women to do what men do, as if that is where their status is. That's where the money is. That's where you will get some meaning in life. But anyone who just gives an hour thought to this knows it's a big lie. But most women don't really turn to the Word of God. They just go along with the system. And so they end their life with nothing but a bunch of pay stubs, and Satan laughs. When a culture departs from God, one of the first things to go is motherhood. There's an opinion piece in the New York Times entitled "The End of Babies," as if that was a good thing. Quote, "Declining fertility typically accompanies the spread of economic development, and it's not necessarily a bad thing. At its best, it reflects better education and career opportunities for women, increasing acceptance of the choice to be child-free, and a rising standard of living. Childlessness is undoubtedly a step forward, especially for women. So couples have substituted empty promises of materialism and pleasure for children." And the article explains this reason for couples not having children. Quote, "Lyman Stone, an economist who studies population, points to two features of modern life that correlate with low fertility. Rising workism, a term popularized by the Atlantic writer Derek Thompson, and declining religiosity. There is a desire for meaning-making in humans, Mr. Stone told me. Without religion, one way people seek external validation is through work. When it becomes a dominant cultural value, it is inherently fertility-reducing." Unquote. So, practically, the reason for declining birth rates and the marginalization of motherhood, for most people, it's simply that they have materialistic goals. Their values are not Psalm 127:3, "Behold, children are a gift of the Lord," but their values are closer to 2 Timothy 3:1. "In the last days, men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God." But that attitude is just as satanic as the radical feminist and Marxist ideologues who teach in the universities. So in conclusion, don't be deceived. Understand the agenda of Satan, turn to God, and begin to value what God values. Motherhood and children, and you will be blessed. You've been listening to God and Country Radio. The website to listen to this program again or other past programs is godandcountryradio.org. Thank you for listening today. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, open our eyes to your truth and deliver us from the lies of the evil one, that we would bless you and be blessed. In the name of Christ we pray, amen.